Shell Oil Company presents Ebb and Zeb. And now to the affairs of Ebb and Zeb. The proprietors of the Corn Center General Store are trying to devise a plan to revive their business, a problem deserving of serious thought, one that recommends cautious action. Yet our friends fell for and are even now permitting themselves to be sold on a plan they have not investigated. And here is a word of advice for you motorists. Investigate your car's performance faults. The chances are that you blame your motor for shortcomings for which your gasoline is responsible. If you selected your motor fuel only for greater mileage, or for quicker starting or anti-knock rating, then you're sacrificing one or more motoring needs. There are three essential gasoline energies, and until now you couldn't find all three in an all-purpose fuel. You can now. It's Shell three-energy gasoline. A combination gasoline made entirely of quick energy, power energy, and anti-knock energy. Investigate, try Shell 3 Energy, and give your motor a chance. Ebb and Zeb, you'll remember, were trying to figure out how to stop traffic at their store, and a salesman named Sharp high-pressured them into trying a long-shot gasoline pump as a solution. It's being installed out in front. Zeb is down at the store early, and we drop in just as Ebb enters.
Well, it's about time you was getting to work. You know what time it is? It's darn near 8 o'clock.
Well, I couldn't help it. It was that dead rat's alarm clock at our house. It was set for 6.
And that's the reason you're late, huh? Because the alarm clock was set for 6.
Yeah. You see, there's 7 of us in the house.
Oh, there you go. Always full of excuses. If you had any ambition, you wouldn't need any alarm clock. I ain't got no alarm clock, and I'm here every morning at 6 o'clock, right on the dot.
6 o'clock, huh?
Yes, yeah, 6 o'clock. And I get up at 5 o'clock, because I got ambition.
You don't get up at 5 o'clock because you got ambition.
No? Then what do I get up at 5 o'clock for?
So as you'll have a longer day to loaf in.
The reason I can wake up at 5 is because I get to bed at a decent hour and get a good night's sleep. I was in bed last night at 8 o'clock. And you'd be a darn sight better today, better off if you'd been too, if you ask me.
I was in bed at 8 o'clock, but I couldn't sleep. And what's more, it was all your fault.
My fault? My fault that you couldn't sleep, huh?
Yes, sir. That darn cat of yours kept me awake half the night, squawking and yowling. You ought to do something about it.
Yes, I suppose you think I'm going to get rid of a swell mouser like that cat is just on account of you.
Well, I don't ask you to get rid of her, but you might have her tuned.
Well, all right, all right. Don't stand there gabbing. Grab that broom there and sweep out.
Oh, all right. Sweep, then you gotta dust. Enough to make a fella sick. Sweep and dust, sweep and dust. I've been a-dusting that there pie off for every morning for the last 6 weeks.
Oh, quit your crabbing.
If we don't sell it pretty soon, it'll be dusty that we'll have to eat it ourselves.
Well, we'll sell it, we'll sell it.
I think we ought to get our pies from another baker anyhow. That there baker we take from don't know how to bake pies.
Don't know how to bake pies? You're crazy. He baked pies before you was born.
Yeah. I reckon that pie must have been one of them.
Say, what in tarnation are you doing there?
I'm taking the screen out of this window here.
Taking the screen out of the window? Well, now, what are you doing that for?
I want to let some of the darn flies out.
Oh, never mind the flies. You just stick to your sweeping and get into them corners. Clean them out good. We got to get this place slicked up here.
Oh, all right. But if you was down here so early, why didn't you sweep out yourself?
I was busy. I was talking to a feller.
Yeah, all is shooting off your mouth.
I wasn't. I was talking business. Shooting off my mouth ain't one of my weaknesses.
I say it ain't.
Of course it ain't.
It's one of your greatest accomplishments.
Oh, is that so? Well, you know who I was talking to?
Who? Who was it?
The feller that drives a long-shot gasoline truck. He stopped to fill up our pump with long-shot gas.
Why, is the pump all ready to use?
Certainly it is. We're going to be having a lot of customers in here today.
Bet we won't.
Well, I bet we will.
We won't.
We will.
We won't.
We will, I tell you. We're going to have more customers in here than you can shake a stick at.
Well, I ain't seen no car stop in front of the place yet.
Well, give them time. Give them time. Wait till the traffic begins to pick up.
There's plenty of traffic going by now.
Yes, and dang it, there's a car stopping. See? What'd I tell you? Come on now, get ready to give him some service with a snap.
You mean the ginger snaps?
No, dab ding it. Get up on your toes. Get up on your toes.
Say, what do you think I am, a toe dancer?
Look like you had some sense. Rush up to him. Find out what he wants. Ready now, here he comes. Howdy, Mr.
Shucks. It's only Mr. Sharp.
Well, hello, boys. How do you like the gas pump?
Hello, Mr. Sharp. The pump looks darn slick.
I was just driving by on my way to the city, so I thought I'd drop in and tell you how to operate it.
Shucks, there ain't nothing to operating a gas pump.
Well, no, not to operating an ordinary gas pump. What you see, our long shot gas pump is a very special kind of pump. It's what you might call a super pump.
Oh, for pumping soup?
Exactly, for pumping soup. No, I mean it's built to give a very special kind of service. Now, this pump is constructed with the precision of a German watch, the finest watch made.
Yeah, but the finest watch made ain't German.
Why, certainly it's German.
It ain't neither. It's well, maybe you're right.
All the 101 moving parts of our pump are replaceable, as you'll soon find out. We do quite a business in spare parts. Now, if you'll just take a look at this diagram here, I'll explain how it works. You see this thing here marked with the letter A?
Yes, I see it.
That's what is called a vacuum chamber.
And what's in it?
Nothing. Now, when you turn this crank, marked B, it causes this camshaft, marked C, to revolve, which in turn closes this valve, marked D, and causes this plunger, marked E, to rise.
Yes.
And when the plunger rises, it creates a vacuum in the chamber.
Well, what's a vacuum?
A vacuum? Why, a vacuum is nothing.
Oh, then you have nothing when you start out and nothing when you finish. It seems to me a feller just be wasting his time.
Yeah, I'd rather take a day off and go fishing.
I'm afraid you don't understand. When you turn the crank and cause the camshaft to revolve and close the valve, you make the plunger rise, which exhausts the air atom.
A job like that would exhaust Adam or anybody else.
I didn't say Adam. I said atom. Atom. You know what an atom is, don't you?
Of course you do, Eb. When you see a couple of dogs fighting, you throw something at them.
No, you don't.
Well, sure you do.
No, you don't understand. I'm talking about the atoms which form the air. If you took oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen, what would you get?
You'd get sick.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't want to take a chance.
Now, look here. Suppose we take oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen...
How about putting in a little vanilla?
Put them together, and we'd get the air.
Well, if we did, I reckon we deserve to get the air.
I mean, that's the composition of the air. That's what's in the vacuum chamber before the plunger rises.
Well, do we have to mix up all that stuff before we can sell a gallon of gas?
You don't have to mix anything. The point that I'm trying to make is that before the plunger rises, the vacuum chamber is filled with air, atmosphere, the thing that buoys you up.
That's what?
Buoys you up.
Oh, sure. Yes, that's what my old man used to holler upstairs in the morning. Boys, yep.
Oh, look here. Never mind how the pump operates. All you have to do is turn a crank anyway, and you won't be doing that very often. Come on outside and we'll try it out.
Yes,
come on,
I'd like to see how things go. I don't like the color of it very well.
Oh, here you are.
Think it's simple to operate, all right.
It has a couple of special attachments on it.
I don't care for the color of it.
What is that you said about attachments on it?
I said it had a couple of attachments on it.
Oh, yes. You know, the sheriff put one of those things in our store once.
Well, stick with long-shot gas and you'll have another one. Oh, let me see. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Those special contrivances. The big feature of this pump is that the customer can tell the amount of gas he's getting without looking at a gauge.
Without looking at a gauge? You don't tell me.
Yes, indeed. Now, as you turn the crank and 1 gallon of gas is delivered, a soft, deep-throated whistle sounds.
A whistle?
Yes. At the end of the first gallon, at the end of the second gallon, there comes the mellow notes of chimes. And at the end of the third gallon, the song of an oriole.
Well, what happens after that?
Oh, then it starts all over again. You see, you keep the customer entertained while you're selling him gas. With long shot, you've got to. Now, let's try it. Remember, first the whistle, then the chimes, and then the song of the oriole. All ready?
You try it, Ed.
That's right. Just turn the crank. Ah, there she goes. One. Two. Three. And there you are.
Well, I'll be dad darned.
Hey, that's right slick at that. But ain't you got a pump that'll play a tune?
We're working on that. In fact, we pretty nearly have it perfected.
What tune does it play?
What are you going to do when the rent comes round? Well, I must be getting along to the city. Goodbye.
So long, Mr. Sharp. We'll be seeing you in a few days.
You mean you'll be looking for me in a few days? Oh, I say, where's the nearest gas station around here?
Gas station?
Yes. I want to get a tank full of gasoline.
Oh, hum. Poor fellows. I'm afraid they have a long shot, for sure. As an idea, this looks like a dud. You motorists consider these gasoline facts. Erratic, wasteful, gassy substances are the duds, the dead spots in gasoline. Many sluggish, slow energies can be refined out of crude oil. Shell discards these. There are three energy groups in gasoline which every motor needs. Shell 3 Energy gasoline contains those vital energies, developed to the highest degree of efficiency. Asked what he wants his motor to do, any motorist will say, start promptly, get away, pull and respond when I need power, and climb hills without knocking. Exactly. But no motor can do these things without a gasoline supplying quick energy, power energy, and anti-knock efficiency. Shell 3 Energy gasoline is made entirely of the three needed kinds of energy. You motorists have always known what an ideal fuel should do. Shell has filled your order. Drive up to a Shell pump and let a tank full of 3 Energy prove it.